envoys are quartered.
Yes, sir. I work in the laundry detail and am frequently called upon to attend those areas.
You'll be happy to remind us how to get there.
The Evokai provided a detailed description of the two suites. They were practically side by side, with entrances facing in opposite directions. The suite belonging to Envoy V.E. of the Republic was closer.
Ever heard of this V.E. fellow?
Lorin asked him in an aside. Shigar had to confess that he hadn't.
Politics is my master's business.
It should be everyone's business.
Between you and me, I agree completely.
Shigar interrupted the slave, who had descended to ridiculous detail in her efforts to help.
You'll give us access codes to the secure areas, too, in case we've forgotten them.
Yes, sir, but not to the suites themselves. I don't know what they are. The guards can help you with that when you get there, I expect. They will know you, of course.
Of course,
Shigar reassured her.
You don't need to worry about that.
No, sir. I don't need to worry about that.
The Evokai obediently gave them all she knew, and Shigar committed it to memory.
Before you go, he said to her, I want you to know that it is unsafe down here today. Find somewhere to hide, and stay there until the fuss dies down. You don't want to get hurt.
I don't want to get hurt.
That's right.
The slave left the closet and hurried off to obey his command.
Ready?
He asked Lorin.
I was born ready.
You've already done that one.
I have? Well, you'd better tell me where to shoot before I embarrass myself further.
They eased out of the closet and hurried through the well-appointed corridors. It made a pleasant change not to be kicking up dust and running through cobwebs. Instead, fragile vases and statues lined the corridors, and Shigar took great care not to damage anything unnecessarily. Someone had made these things. The preservation of culture was among a Jedi's many missions. They came to the checkpoint the Evokai slave had described. 5 Hook sentries guarded the entrance to the Republic guest quarters. That was more than expected. Lorin took in the situation at a glance and communicated her strategy to Shigar with a series of brisk, concise hand gestures. He nodded, happy to take her lead. She rolled up from cover and came up on her knees, firing into the shoulders of 2 of the Hooks. They toppled backward. Shigar leapt past her, using his blade to defend both of them. A 3rd Hook went down, struck by a bolt from his own weapon, deflected back at him from Shigar's lightsaber. That left 2. Lorin took a close burn from one of them and retaliated with 2 shots to the chest. Shigar sliced the remaining one's arm off. He stood still in a defensive pose in the curling smoke, ready to strike again if any of the fallen so much as twitched. Lorin moved lightly to his side, unhurt by the near miss, although her shoulder now boasted a new charcoal patch.
No alarm,
she said with satisfaction.
We got them all in time.
The door will be locked. See if you can get through without triggering anything.
She knelt down by the lock and took off her helmet while he kept an eye out for passers-by. A stream of precision tools came out of the left thigh hatch of her armor. She applied them one by one to the lock mechanism, humming softly as she worked. Shigar was about to ask how much longer she would be when she pocketed the tools, stood up, and touched the access panel. The door slid open, surprising 2 Hooks on the other side. Shigar deflected the blaster fire while Lorin neatly dealt with them. Then they hurried into the suite and closed the door behind them. The scene awaiting them was utterly unexpected.